The Senate this week putting its stamp on its version of the budget, which will now go back to the House for a conference committee.
That's correct. We did. This week was consumed by the Missouri Senate passing the budget. And there were some things to like about this budget. And, of course, there were some things where I think we can improve. The first thing of note in this particular budget is for the first time in the history of the state of Missouri, we fully funded the education formula. I have spent a tremendous amount of time talking about the need to prioritize the resources of the state. And I think that begins with K-12 education. Now, I know that there are lots of disagreements about whether or not the funding formula is ultimately the vehicle we should be used. I acknowledge that, and I think there is a discussion there. However, it was a commitment that we made, and I'm proud to be a part of the first legislature that has followed through on that commitment to K-12 education. And it's an indication that while I'm also a supporter of public education funding, at the same time, I'm also a reformer. We're carrying the charter school bill, so this was a victory for both sides. Kids everywhere in Missouri are going to benefit from this, and I'm excited about that. In addition, I think we also did so, and in spite of doing that, we're presenting a budget right now that's going to show the lowest amount of growth year over year in government spending in the state of Missouri than we've seen in almost a decade. And I came into office as a guy who was committed to, admittedly, not just slowing the growth of government, but turning back the growth of government and actually shrinking government. I think this budget is a good step in that particular direction. We've taken some cuts from areas that I think we've put a little bit too much funding into when we talk about corporate welfare and our tax credit programs. And to, you know, a more difficult choice, we've made some necessary cuts to make our higher education system more efficient. So this wasn't a process by which it was a bunch of easy decisions. We had to make some hard decisions about prioritizing where we thought the taxpayer money should go, and I'm overall pleased with the result.
Once the final product is in place, what do you look forward to as you progress into the next year in terms of this type of budgeting and keeping the kind of slow growth that you mentioned, much less stalling and reevaluating? How far ahead are we on that?
Well, I think we made some progress this year in bringing down the rate of growth. We're very close to a rate of growth that would be no more than an increase relative to population change and inflationary measures. And I think moving forward, one of the conversations we're going to be having is Senate Joint Resolution 12, which I've carried, is on the Senate calendar right now. I don't know that we'll get to it this year, but it actually sets a cap on government spending to very similar to the same levels that we actually appropriated to this year. So as we get to the point of where we can really stop government growth, I think that's the area for improvement for us, and I'm excited to move forward with that conversation.
Does this year, in terms of budget, point to the need for SJR 12 in terms of there was a lot of hunting for where do we find the money? Mm-hmm. Is this one of those years that points to maybe this is one of the years we should say no to a lot more people?
Absolutely. And I think that the rate at which government has been growing over the past decade, since we came out of the recession, we've grown 33% since 2010. And we've slowed that here, so we've made a little bit of progress, but we've got more work to do on our corporate welfare programs. We've got more work to do in making Medicaid more efficient. Unfortunately, we didn't get to a conversation thus far about getting a global waiver for Medicaid, which is really what's going to allow us to reform the 40% of our budget that goes into Medicaid spending. I think that we're going to have to continue to make tough decisions. We're going to have to be willing to prioritize K-12 education. We need to have a discussion about transportation. I don't think we're doing enough in transportation with the money that's already been sent to the state. And all of this in the backdrop that the taxpayers are sending more money to Jefferson City this year, and we'll spend more taxpayer money in Jefferson City this year than we ever have before in the state of Missouri. So the money's there. It's just up to us to do the proper prioritization of those resources.